Geek, hosted by Ralph Tronsey.
All right, what's good, y'all? Welcome back to the Week's Peak, man. We out here. It's been a minute. We took sort of a 1 month hiatus, I guess you would call it. Miss me and, you know, Esau for those Wednesday episodes and everybody else. We just, time has not been on our hands recently with school and work and all that good stuff. But we back, you know, and it's a new month. It's December. It's good to get back into it. I might be a little rusty this episode, but we'll see. We'll see if I still got it in me. But today, you know, we have a great special guest joining us. We got a TikTok creator, you know, over 73,000 followers, over 4.2 million likes, and a creator of Magana brand hats. So we have Brian Magana. So Brian, how's it going, sir?
What's up, man? I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Man, I'm out here in, get all set, because you're in what, Bakersfield, yeah?
Yeah, I'm Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, so I'm out here in SAC. And it's, what I don't know that? About, it's over, it's just the capital. It's up, I guess, north of Bakersfield, I'd say. And it's, man, it's hella cold out here, man. I'm just going to be straight up. I'm cold out here. I got two jackets on, man, and it's just, yeah. It's not okay.
No, man. But it's hot over here.
It's hot. I'm going to have to come over there, bro.
Yeah, it's hot, man.
Damn. Cool. Well, I'm glad to hear, you know, you're doing well. I appreciate you again for coming on the show, man.
Appreciate you for having me, man.
Cool. So, you know, Brian Magana, man. I mean, what did the people need to know about Brian Magana?
What a lot of people don't know about me is that I'm 16. I'm young. Most people think I'm like 18, 19. A lot of people think that.
I would have thought that too, honestly. Yeah.
I get that a lot, man. Yeah. People get surprised when they know.
Yeah.
I'm a junior in high school. I'm planning to go into college, and yeah.
That's cool. Man, that, you know, you caught me too, man. I was surprised by that, man. Like, I'd say, like, you're up there, like, 18, 19. But, because I'm 17 myself, so.
Oh, you're 17?
Yeah. So, we're right about the same. Yeah, but, same. That's cool. That's crazy. It's crazy when, you know, you see someone online, 16. But, like, then you get to know them and know, like, these small details. Like, it's just crazy. It's crazy, but.
Yeah, man, like, you could think whatever of a person, seeing them online, but once you get to meet them, like, it's a whole different story.
Exactly. Too. Facts.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Yeah, so, I mean, let's go ahead and dive right into things here. Eventually, I want to get into your brand. It's kind of the main thing that I want to get into, but I know, you know, you're doing TikToks, you know, I know you have a few videos, you know, blow up a little bit, you know, you know, talk to me about, you know, how you started doing those.
All right, so about last year, around November, December, I used to not like TikTok. I used to think it was like weird, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was like, "Just get it, bro. Trust me, it's you're gonna like it." So I was like, "You know what? Let me get it." And so like I just got it, and a few days went by. I would use it, and then this one certain video like came up on my For You page.
Mm.
And it was like this mind reading little video where it was like on a sheet of paper, and it guessed like the color you guess, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they only had like about like 500 likes. So I went ahead and I remade that video myself. And then I stopped using TikTok for like about a month. And then once I came back that month, that video had like 1.7 million views.
Damn.
They were just random, you know?
Yeah. That's crazy. Because I think right now it has, I think, over like 2 million now, no? Something like that?
2.1, I believe.
2.1, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, likes. No. I don't even know, man.
Yeah, somewhere, a big number or something. That's all we need to know. Like, that's crazy. Were you surprised when you saw that number? Because like you.
Yeah,
because you haven't been on for a while, and then you just come on, it's like, damn.
It's because I went on vacation to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And I just get back and I just see everything. I was like, what in the world? Like, it was just confusing, you know, like I'm just some average kid.
Right.
I made a TikTok for fun and it was just famous. It was weird.
Yeah.
It went viral.
Yeah. That's crazy. Cause I feel like, you know, TikTok is just, it's a weird place. Cause that can happen like so easily, you know?
Yeah. So
we've had, a few other TikTokers on the show, and they kind of said the same thing too. Like, you know, one video just blew up and all of a sudden, you know, it's a whole thing, you know? And It's just crazy to crazy thing about, online nowadays too, with and a TikTok has been a big factor of just people just, reaching new people and everything and by surprise too, So once you saw that, did you just continue just doing more videos, or was that kind of like a point where you're like, you know what, maybe I should just do, a few more?
No, at that moment, I was just like shocked. I don't know. I didn't even know what to think. It took me a while to actually be like, you know what, use this at your advantage and start posting videos. It took me a while, and then finally, I just decided, I was like, you know what, let me post videos. And I mean, they wouldn't get a lot of likes. They'd get like maybe 1,000 views and all that. But I just kept going and kept going until videos started like getting more likes, more views, more hits, and all that. You feel me?
For sure, for sure. How long did that take about when you started getting more of a like a constant audience?
A constant audience was about June. June
June.
is when it started.
Cool.
June is when I got like a certain fan base, more on the Hispanic side, you know,
Right.
Spanish speakers and all that. Yeah,
Yeah, that's
that's
dope.
when it started.
That's dope. Yeah. See, over time, I was on like, normal TikTok with all these white girls and all that.
Oh
And now it's all,
yeah,
yeah, facts, bro. And now it's just all
me
Mexican now. It's all the
too.
sad cut hours and all
Exactly.
that,
Yeah, and also the whole Takwacha thing, like it took a
Facts.
big hit because of TikTok. A
Facts, for
big, like,
sure.
yeah,
Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
crazy, man.
For sure. It's crazy the just the growth of all that, man, and seeing how big it is now compared to, a while ago. It's just,
Yeah,
it's crazy
like
that growth.
you could go back to last year, and there was like hardly any Takwachas, any no quemas,
Right,
any
right.
Hispanics on there. Yeah, like year passes by, it's just a huge change. It's crazy, man.
For sure, for
It's
sure.
crazy.
Yeah. And over time, man, it's just when things adapt like that though, and you see like La Raza just doing good and all that, like it's a good feeling, But cool. So now what do you post, what daily, or how are you posting nowadays?
Honestly, like about a week or two ago, I kind of just got back into it because I was kind of giving up. I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna take a small little break. But yeah, most of the time I try posting daily, at least a video a day. I
Daily.
try if I can. It's hard to think of ideas sometimes, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but I try.
And speaking on that, making your content and everything, what's your process like, just, thinking of a video to make or an idea and all that?
I honestly, most of the time, I'll just be listening to music. I could listen to lyrics or a beat of a song and just keep that song in my mind. And like, it's usually around when I'm like about to go to sleep, I just start thinking of ideas, and I'll write them on my notes in my phone. And the next morning is when usually I do them around 10 in the morning to 12.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's a constant thing there. It's always when
It kind of,
before, it's always before we go to sleep too, huh? Like all the ideas like just flow
All
in.
the
It's,
ideas just boom.
yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. 'Cause I saw someone the other day on my snap, they said something about like all their ideas always come before they go to sleep, but it's time like they're tired. They don't want to do nothing. And then the next day, like that's when the business comes in, I like that. That's dope. That's dope. But I know, recently, you had one of your videos get up to like 290,000. I know another one, you had multiple get to like 20 to 40,000, all that, and thousands of views, it's a big number, when you get to the four digits there. But did you do this number still, surprise you to this day after doing it for, quite a bit of time, or
Man, honestly, I wish I could say they did, but they don't no more. Like, I just got kind of used to it, you know. It used to shock me, but sadly now I'm just like, damn, that's cool. But I'll just continue on with my day, basically.
Right, cool. So it's kind of just been normalizing your life now, huh? After been doing it, so yeah.
Oh yeah,
That's
it
dope. That's dope. And I'm sure you love your fan base, huh? Like how's
Oh
that
yeah,
feel,
I do.
like
It's crazy, man. I mean, so much people supporting me and my brand and everything. It's just like, it feels good.
For
There's
sure.
some haters out there, but no,
Oh,
yeah,
we love
when
the haters
people,
down here, man.
yeah, man. Yeah, if you don't got haters, you're doing something wrong, honestly.
Hey, that's facts right there, man. That's big facts. Cool. So talk to me about what's this thing called Hispanic Films? Are you part of that, or how? What's all that? Man, talk to me about that.
Okay, so let me like recap from the beginning of like how I found out about Hispanic films and all that. So I don't know if you've heard about Los Killifisher.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, I remember back when I was smaller and everything. I remember everybody would talk about them. Everybody would be like, "Oh, Los Killifisher, I want to join them." Everybody wanted to join them.
Right.
And like somehow I found it on Instagram. Hispanic films. They had like about like 200 followers on Instagram, and it was like a little team. So I was like, "Damn, you know what? Maybe I could join them." And so I messaged them, and it took them about a week to answer me. And they were like, "Oh yeah, you could join." And I was like, "Oh, all right, great." I was happy. And then, so what happened? They just left me on scene out of nowhere for like a whole week and a half. And I was like, "What the?" Yeah, I was like, "Damn!" They just like basically like shut the doors on me, you know. And then I don't know where they messaged me again. They're like, they just added me to a group, and they're like, "Welcome to the team." And everybody was like, "Oh, welcoming me and all that." And yeah, I mean, I was hella hyped, bro. You don't even
Damn,
know.
damn.
Yeah.
So you caught them when they were like hella early too, but with not a
Yeah,
lot of
yeah.
followers. That's crazy. How many do they have right now? Do you remember off the top of your head?
30. We just hit 32,000 yesterday, I believe, on the account.
32,000.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I
Yeah.
can only imagine to be a part of it. You know, such a small, like audience that they had before, and now to
Yeah.
see their growth at 32,000. Like, that's crazy, man. That's
Yeah, man,
crazy.
it's honestly a blessing, like just sticking by them. At first I was like, "Damn, hopefully from this team I could get big enough to go into bigger teams, you know." But then I was like, "You know what? I changed my mindset and I was like, I gotta stay humble with this team. This is my family right here."
Right.
And I ended up being like the co-founder now of the team.
Oh, snap. Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So
Yeah,
you're
man.
a big figure in the Hispanic films nowadays, huh? That's
Yeah,
crazy.
man.
That's
Something
dope.
like that.
How many
Yeah.
people do you guys have, or how many creators do you have a part of it right now?
Oh, I'm not too sure. I believe we have like 23 members.
23. Yeah. That's good. That's
Yeah,
good.
it's a good amount of people.
And
We
all
try
y'all.
keeping it, huh?
Oh, my fault. Go for it.
We usually try keeping like a stable amount. You know, we try not adding too much members to keep everything stable in the group and all that. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
You don't gotta bring in some extra problems there with too many people, you know? I
Yeah,
feel
man.
that.
Cause
Yeah.
it's hard, man. Some people like. The way it works, we all have the account, right? And we each have the password. We can log in whenever, but we had to use the rules. We had to use the same hashtags. We had to post like at least a video a week. And when it turns into too much people, they kind of just stop like they go their own ways. They stop using the hashtags. They stop listening to the rules, you know.
I feel that. Dang. That.
And
Yeah, I didn't realize
yeah.
it's like that. Like, everybody just posts when on their own things, and everyone has the account stuff. So I could see how that would get like out of hand with a lot of people and all that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, honestly, I've thought about it before. Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, my fault. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I've thought about it before, and I've kind of thought about changing that, like, you know, just keeping it like minimum to me and my boy Hector, because he's a main founder of the group. His name's Hector,
Shout out
and
Hector.
yeah, shout out my boy Hector. Yeah, and I've thought about talking to him about keeping it to only a few people should have the password, because that way we don't have to worry about anything, you know, because we have to trust our people
Yeah.
in order to get in the password. And yeah, hopefully we could change some things in the future and grows a bit more, you know.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, 'cause there's a lot of room for growth too. I mean, y'all are already like pretty big, 32,000 on Instagram and everything, and
Yeah.
I can only imagine, how far, y'all can get from now,
Yeah.
But yeah, congrats to you and your group on that. That's a big thing.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah.
So right now I want to transition a little bit, 'cause I know you mentioned earlier about your brand, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, how'd that come to you, and what was the process like just thinking about, let me create a brand,
Yeah. So honestly, this started from since a while back, man. Like, since I was a kid, I've always been like, "Damn, you know what? I want to have my own business one day." Since I was about 12, 13 is when I would think about it, and I never really took it serious until this summer. I was working in the fields. And one day I was just thinking right there, cutting grapes, so that's what I would do at the time. And I was like, "Damn, man, what if I like started selling hats, like made my own design, and invested in it. And so one day I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just do it. Or can I curse? Or is that?
Nah, you're good, bro.
All right. All right. Sorry about that. No, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it, man. Let me start sketching some designs, thinking of some names. And then I had a few names. It was gonna be Magaña brand, Magaña hats, Brian's hats. And I made like a little poll on my Instagram, and I was like, which one is the best name? And everybody chose, most people chose Magaña hats.
Yes, gotcha.
And that's my last name, man. So I was like, you know what? I want to get my name out there too. And so that's what I did. I hit up New Gen Print Design on Instagram. They're from Texas. Shout out to them. And we got things running, you know, with my field money. I got some hats. I posted them on TikTok, and boom, they sold out like within 3 days.
3 days, that's
Yeah.
crazy. Damn.
It was, I believe, 12 hats in
So
3 days.
that's crazy. That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
So did TikTok really help to kind of boost your promotion on the brand early, or?
Yes, honestly, it did, man. Honestly, keeping it 100 a day.
Yeah, that's dope. If you didn't have TikTok, do you think it would have been the same, or?
No,
No.
nothing the same. I feel like I would have probably not sold that much. It would have been hard to get my name out there, you know?
Right,
Because
man.
right now I have people supporting me and wearing my hats from Texas to Georgia, everywhere,
That's
man.
crazy. That's
Yeah,
crazy. I can only
up
imagine
here in
that
Cali.
feeling, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just crazy, man, you know? Just my hats everywhere all over the US. Crazy.
That's dope. That's dope. Hopefully, on my show, we can, push that too. We have other co states and countries and everything buying from
Hell
you.
yeah,
But that's
man.
dope. That's crazy.
I hope it works for you too, man.
For sure. I
Yeah.
appreciate you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy. 'Cause I know, with this podcast too. Like I feel you with, because I, we have people from much different states and cities and everything listening to us, and it's crazy to see, and just
Yeah.
crazy that people like support like someone who, came from like nothing, like I'm a
Yeah.
nobody, like nobody knows Ralph Tronchi from Sacramento, California,
Hey man, that's how I am, man, honestly.
and then be able to see people listen to everything. And I can
Yeah.
imagine for you being able to sell your brand and your hat and seeing people all over, just wearing it, like that's hey man, you're doing
It's a
big things out
blessing,
there.
bro. It's a blessing, it really is. Yeah.
And you're, I mean, you said you're how old you said you were? You said
I'm
you're
16, I'm a boy
16.
now.
You're
Yeah.
16 and you still got, God willing, I don't know, 50, 60,
Yeah.
70 more years of life, man. Like
Yeah.
that's great, It's
Only time could
crazy, man.
tell, huh?
Yeah,
Only time could tell.
facts. It's crazy,
Hell
this
yeah.
generation too, like with the younger folks, like in kind of like our age and everything, like we're really doing big things, Like I was thinking about it the other day with
Yeah.
some of my homies, and it's like
Yeah.
we're really starting young, starting businesses, starting all
Yeah.
that. Because I know like a bunch of my friends, like they started up, small businesses,
Oh, yeah.
and with quarantine and everything, because they had extra time and everything. But I was just thinking about it, like starting off so young, the sky's the limit from now, like we're,
Yes,
when you get
sir.
older and get into college and doing all that kind of stuff, it's just crazy to that, because years ago, most people probably wouldn't do it, because it's just a different generation, different time period.
Yeah, man, it's true, it's
Yeah,
true.
but now it's just like a normal thing, and you're, a prime example of that, because I mean, how have, sales been going, since when you started to now? Like, has things increased in terms of sales and all that, or how's it going?
The thing that has changed is that I actually have like loyal customers where when I drop a hat, they're willing to like message me and be like, "Hey man, I want this hat. Could I pre-order it?" And they pay me like the money beforehand, before I even have it in hand to ship it to them. I have a few people do that, yeah. But what do you call it? The selling of each hat, of all the hats, it's gone down sometimes. Like I sell less sometimes, some weeks, but other times they're just going out like crazy, man. Like I can get rid of like 12 hats in a week, and for me that's great because I'm just starting, you know. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, it's always just a constant thing. It goes a little down and it goes a bit up, a little down, a bit up, and it's like that.
Yeah, I can only
Yeah.
imagine, because it's just something that we gotta live with. We would love to see like a steady increase every time, but
Yeah.
but I mean, you got some loyal fans out there, man, being able to
Yeah.
like pre-order your stuff and everything, and
Yeah, man, it's a blessing.
yeah, for sure, that's dope. That's dope, because I might need to cop a hat myself pretty soon, man.
Yeah, man,
Like
I got you with that free shipping. You already know. Just let me know.
I appreciate
Yeah.
that,
Yeah,
But
man.
that's dope. Yeah. When you were thinking about, making a business and all that, was it always hats, or did you ever think about doing like other pieces of apparel or anything like that, or?
Actually, I've been having it in mind a lot. I want to drop shirts also and
Gotcha.
jackets, but like soft shell jackets, you know. I've had it in mind, but right now I just think maybe by 2021, around probably June, July is when I'll probably be able to get to that step in my business. Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope. I think,
Yeah.
hats are a good place to start, because I feel like
Yeah.
it's a good item to sell,
Yeah.
Especially, I know a lot of people, like they collect hats and everything, and because I myself, I wear a hat every day, so
Yeah, me
being able to have
too.
a good, like a daily wear and all that, is dope. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh yeah, and a lot of people that buy hats, I've noticed a lot of people have collections. Like me myself, I have a little collection of hats. I started it like about 4 months ago. I have two, four, six, eight, 10. I have 11 hats.
Ooh,
Wow.
okay, I see
Yeah.
you. That's
Yeah.
dope.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a like a common thing to see, man. Like usually like people that wear hats, they have usually their small collection, like they're just chilling in the room, you know?
For sure, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to get like a nice setup for me, 'cause I have just around, I want to say like 14, 15 hats, but they're
Oh
all just scattered around. Like I want to have like a
yeah.
nice like wall set up in it, like some of these other people,
Yeah.
man. Like
Yeah, I have mine like up here set up in the corner of my wall. And yeah, I mean it looks fire.
That's dope. That's dope. Yeah,
Oh,
it's
yeah.
nice. It goes for, good to wear them. Also good for decoration too in the room, Like
Yeah,
I
bro.
feel that.
Yeah,
But cool. Yeah, I mean, what are your, your, what do you call them? Just like your goals that you have in mind for the brand. Like I know, I'm sure you want to grow it out as much as possible. You mentioned shirts eventually, or jackets and all that. What do you want to bring your brand?
honestly, I want to one day, well, a big goal I have is to one day get my hat selling like in a Western store. Yeah, because I know a few that actually sell like hats like that. Like people with their brands, they just like mount in the hats or the product, and they just put it on their shelves right there for customers to walk in and buy them. And that's a big goal I have. I want to one day be able to do that, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What are the steps to be able to have that done?
Oh wow. First of all, I gotta keep on trying to make new logos. How do you say it? I gotta keep promoting my brand everywhere, anywhere I can. Like, if someone sees my hand, they tell me like, I'll be like, oh man, for sure. Here's the Instagram. This is where I got it, and all that. You know, a lot of promoting I gotta do.
Promoting, yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes, that's the hard thing too sometimes, but especially with like TikTok and everything, where it was so easy just to get get the word out and everything.
Yeah.
And even with your loyal people, I'm sure they've spread the word out too, and you can, it's a great way to spread that way as well.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean that's dope. It's dope to hear, everything's going good, 'cause some people, sometimes it just doesn't work out,
Yeah.
but to be able to hear that, you're doing good and everything's, going according to plan so far, and especially, bringing that age factor again, yeah. But so are you mainly promoting on your social medias right now, or how else are you, getting the word out and all that?
Yeah, mainly what I do to promote, I mainly stay on my social media. Sometimes I'll go around telling my friends. I'll be like, oh yeah, I started a brand. That's how I started at first. And I told my friends and family, and I've asked them to tell people about it, you know. And I'm sure they do because other people come up to me, even from my school. They'll be like, oh, you sell hats? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, well, that's dope. Let me buy one and all that. And
Damn,
well,
yeah.
yeah, it's from my friends that tell other people too and all that. No,
Yeah.
they help a lot too. So I
Yeah.
think then,
Oh, for sure. That's the best thing, being able just to have, like people close to you spread the brand and everything, because I feel like that goes a long way sometimes, more than,
it does, bro.
than a post on Instagram or whatever, that's dope. Yeah, so I'm sure, you said, sales aren't always, the most steadiest. Sometimes, they can drop, sometimes they increase, whatever. I'm sure, you've gone through, some tough moments, thinking like, oh, you're having some doubts or whatever. What's gotten you through that? Just seeing, if it's a week where sales are a little low, what's sort of something that helps you just to get your mind, brightened up and say, you know what, like everything's gonna be all right,
Yeah, so honestly, that is a big thing, cause sometimes the sales will be low and I'll be like, damn, bro. But I've always been a positive person, I have goals set for myself, and I keep on, how do I say it? I keep on pushing forward to get those goals. So if I had to turn selling, I'll keep my head up high and I'll be like, you know what, it's just a tough week, just don't give up, keep going. Keep promoting, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what I tell myself, bro.
Cool.
Keep going,
So
bro.
there's a lot of just, you gotta have like a positive mindset through it, and
Yes,
have
100%. Yeah.
because I can only imagine, if someone with a just like a not a good mindset and to start a business and see drops, I can only imagine like what they do,
Oh,
like
yeah.
they can
Yeah,
just completely like end things or whatever, but I know,
man.
staying positive and, just saying that, there you got time, and time will always, heal things, and that's dope. What would you say to someone listening who, might be wanting to start a brand, but they don't really know like where to start, or maybe they're not so confident? Like, what would you say to those people?
What I'd like to tell them is to not give up, follow their dreams, and don't let nothing hard get in the way. If something hard gets in the way, don't let it stop you right there. Push that thing out of the way and keep going forward to chase your dream. And also get into contact with people that know more about it. Like, you could go into company, you could message companies that are a bit bigger and all that, that aren't too big, because some won't answer, but you could ask them for help. You could be like, hey, I was wondering some tips with blah 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 of the business you want to get going. That's what I did too. I messaged a few brands that weren't too big, and I was like, hey, could you give me some tips on starting a brand? And they gave me their tips, and yeah, man, it's not too hard, too difficult.
Right. Man, I can vouch for that. I like that a lot, 'cause being able to reach out to people and just, genuinely just ask like, how can I be better? How can I, be the best in whatever it is that I want to do, and I think it goes a very long way, and because I have, some people, even with, for example, the podcast, and I've had some people on, some bigger people than me, and I've just asked them like genuinely, like, how can I be better? How what are, what's your feedback for me to make sure that my content is better than it is right now? And I'm sure, you do the same with your hats, in terms of, like quality and all that, like how people, reached out and kind of gave you feedback that has helped you, throughout, the your business and all that.
Wait, can you repeat that real quick one more time?
Yeah, no, you're chilling. Like throughout, your brand and all that, since you've had it, how people like reached out to you saying, how you can be better, or, and how just you can overall just improve.
How I can do that, or how they can do
Like
that?
how you can, like if they reached out and say, oh, your brand, like this is good and this, but if you were to improve on this factor or
Oh
whatever.
yeah, they have. Actually, quite a few people have told me. I don't know if you've looked deep into the hats, if you paid attention, but on the hats, on the right side of the logo, it says brand. And a few people, actually, like, not even kidding, a few people have told me, oh, it would look a lot better if you took off the little word brand on the side. They say they've told me, multiple people have told me, the design, let it speak for itself. You don't need to put brand on the side. And I was like, all right. So the next design of hats I'm dropping, it's actually not gonna have the word brand no more. Thanks for
Gotcha.
that feedback. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. See, you're
Yeah.
taking in what they say and making some
Yeah, man.
changes. That's dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll maybe increase sales too, but that way,
Yeah, man.
because I think, I see the brand, I like it either way, but
Thank you,
because I
thank
just
you.
I think the design's good, and with the
Yeah.
logo and everything.
Appreciate that.
But yeah, how did you because I know I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, I might need to pull it up real quick, but how did, in terms of like logos and everything, like how did you decide on all that?
Okay, so I have this cousin and he's into photography and all that. He's older than me. He's in, oh no, he dropped out of college, but basically he's an adult, already.
Right.
And I messaged him because he knows a lot more than I did at the time. And I was like, hey man, you're into all kinds of different art and all that. I was like, do you have any friends that know how to make logos? And he's like, yeah, let me get you in contact with this guy. So it was his coworker, and I DM'd his coworker, and I was like, hey man, you think you can help me with the design? And he's like, yeah man, for sure. What would you like? And I was like, I want an M and an H, but I want it kind of like combined. So that guy did a bunch of designs, and I like went one by one, choosing which one I wanted, and I finally found the one, you know? And I was like, damn, it just like stuck out to me. I just really liked it. It was unique. So I was like, you know what, I want that one. And he's like, for sure, man. Here, I made it. And yeah,
That's dope.
simple as that.
That's dope. Yeah, 'cause it's definitely, it's like a unique logo. I mean, I like the look of it, and
Thank
even with
you.
I see the one hat with the black, you got like the Mexican colors going on there,
Oh, yeah.
and all the other additions too, and all the colorways, and I like it, man. It's looking good, bro.
Appreciate that, man.
That's dope. And that's good too, having those like connections too, with your friend's coworker and all that, and
Yeah, man, you gotta have connections, honestly,
most
keeping
definitely,
it real.
most definitely,
Yeah.
definitely. Dope. Yeah, these are looking nice. I'm definitely going to, I'll put them up too on our on the YouTube side of things in the podcast, so people can see it too. 'Cause I mean, these are genuinely like,
For
I
sure,
like them,
man.
bro.
Thank
Like,
you, thank
dope.
you.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah, we're just out of time here, man. It's dope. Been dope talking to you and having this conversation with you, and kind of just seeing where you're at with the TikTok side and with your brand side, and seeing how all that has benefited you as a person. So thank you for coming on, homie.
And thank you for having me,
For
man.
sure. Is any last words that you want to tell our audience?
Oh, well, I just gotta say that everybody, y'all better watch all of this, man. Ralph is a great host, you know, and it's a blessing to be on here.
Appreciate
Appreciate
you, homie. Appreciate it. And
it.
where can the people cop those hats?
Oh yeah, to buy a hat, if y'all interested, go on your Instagram and search up MAGANAHATS, Magana Hats. And yeah, it's just on Instagram, man. It's that easy. Just message me if you want to buy a hat. And yeah, simple as that.
Perfect. He replies quick too, y'all. So you ain't gotta
Yeah,
worry about
hella
all
quick.
that.
Real quick, I try.
Perfect, perfect. All right, man. Yeah, hey, I appreciate you coming on once again. And yeah, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, for sure.
All right, have a
Thank
great
y'all.
day.
All right, you too, man. All right, y'all. Well, that is going to that's gonna wrap things up, man. Shout out to Brian. He's doing big things. Had a dope conversation right there. Just on being a small businessman, and the impact that TikTok has had on him as well. That makes me happy, making sure that and seeing that, people are generally doing good and having their businesses and all that. 'Cause I know, in my life, a lot of my friends have started their own businesses, and it's just good to see the growth and the and all that, so shout out to Brian. I want to thank him for coming on. Make sure y'all are going and following him as well. Because he's gonna be doing big things. One day, man, we're gonna see his hats in a Western store, and we're gonna see all that good stuff coming on, and his TikTok as well. Follow his Hispanic films and all that, and everything that he's a part of. So I appreciate y'all. Keep watch for all these new episodes coming out. We're gonna be back, like for sure, back on the grind, 2021, because we were running with some good momentum, rolling into June, July. In August, we had a lot of people coming on, a lot of big guests, and we were rolling episodes twice a week. But then things kind of fell off, August, September, just because, we had, or like September, October, I'd say, just because we had, school stuff and work stuff and all these other things to take care of. But hopefully, January comes through, and we're definitely going to get sort of a constant schedule coming out again, Wednesdays and Saturdays. And during the breaks too, I'm definitely gonna pile up on a lot of interviews and stuff, and a lot of episodes as well. So we have all that ready, for the new year. So yeah, make sure you go check out Brian Magania and all his platforms and all that. And yeah, I'll see y'all next time on the Week's Peak. Where man, I don't even remember the outro. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Oh, this has been a peak. We've overcame it. We'll see you at the next one. Hopefully same time, same place on Wednesday or Saturday of next week. But we'll see. But if I don't see y'all again before Christmas, have a happy or a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And wishing y'all the best, and keep supporting and all that. We did our Spotify Wrapped the other day, and we have like over 8 countries on Spotify, and we dropped like 40 episodes, something like that. So I can't be grateful enough, and appreciate it. All right. I'll see y'all next episode. Adios.